Okay, now that we've taken care of everybody else in Ebenezer, we turn to the Kayanim in the Simon Vav. Okay, Sif Aleph has two halves to it. The first five lines, which are simple, relatively simple, except for one or two aris, and then the second half of the Sif, which has chidushin. I think any of us, all of us, know that the Kayin min haTorah is not allowed to marry three categories of people. Not allowed to marry. Welcome back, Aaron. Not allowed to marry Grusha, Zayin, and Chalala. There are two psukim. One says, let's say, Isha, Grusha, Me Isha, Loi, Grusha, Isha, Grusha, Loi Yikachu. And the other one is Isha, Zayin, and Chalala, also Loi Yikachu. That said, there are two psukim, but there are three surim. There's a Grusha, a divorced woman, she's asked to. A Zayna, which we have to define, and a Chalala, which is somebody born of a Psul Kahuna. We're going to learn that he's not allowed to marry a Kayin either. A Giyiris either. A Giyiris, we'll learn, is included in Zayna, and we'll see the reasons for it later in the Siman. Those are the Surim Deraisa of a Kayin.
A woman who went with the Goya or something.
What?
The woman who was...
That's a Zayna. That's a Zayna, right? So Zayna is Aser. There are really two Isurim in the Torah. At least the Gemara says this of Lo Yikachu, which is marriage, and Lo Yechal Lazarai, which is the Isur even Bia itself. Lo Yechal Lazarai means that he's not allowed to have children that are not Kayanim, which is the offspring of any of these things. So the Pashto says there are two lavim. One lav is for any bia, and one lav is for marriage. Lo yikachu, without you both together. This is the Pashtus from the Gemara. During Midrabanan, they added that you're not allowed to marry a chalutza. A chalutza. It says grusha v'chalutza, but chalutza is the Rabbanan. Chalutza is a woman who fell to Yibum and got chalitza. She's not really a divorced woman in Atira, but she's very similar to a divorced woman, so Rabbanan Asa. So all Kayanim have these four Isurim, three min HaTorah, Zayna Chalala and Grusha, and one mit Rabbanan, which is a Chalutza, and these are those that a Kayin is not allowed to marry. This comes up, obviously, with people are not religious sometimes, and then they become religious, and the Shaila comes up. It comes with Balei Tshuva, and it comes up also in the Tshuva Svarim by somebody who came to marry a Kayin, and they come to the Rav, and the woman was previously married, and she says, "No, I'm an Almana." So the Rav asked the Kayin, "Are you a Kayin Gadol?" Not a Kayin Gadol, then he's allowed to marry an Almana. And then somewhere down in the marriage cycle, they find out, no, she was married twice before. She was once a Grusha, then an Almana, and then that's really where this gets messed up. There's an interesting Chachma Shloimei on the side. he writes, he like excuses himself. Look at his language. It gets you curious what he's about to say. He says, "Kayin asa min haTorah b'grusha." Nichta Betzida, it was written on the side of his Shulchan Aruch. Reisi lahaskir kan dover echad, hagam shanachto in tzarech lezeh. I want to mention something, even though it should be unnecessary. L'kol machim tzuchin gam kein anachnu l'kayim divrei chazal, dam ha-shatoshav l'apikairis. L'chein amarti lahalis payel ha-sefer. And therefore I'm going to say the following, v'hu. Devadei ein chilik in nisgar sha'ata, ובין הויסה גרושה מכבר וניסיס וניס אלמנה אבטה אתה הווה אלמנה גם כן אסור לקיים. So he makes the point, apparently there were people in his day who who said if she's a grusha first, Almana second, you go according to Almana. So he knows grusha. So he says that's not true. He brings a bunch of rayas. Apparently there were people who held that way. What? But once a grusha, always a grusha. That's really
why.
Even Mazir Grushasa de Kayin.
No,
even if he's Mazir Grushasa, he's then he dies. Same husband, he's a Grusha, same husband, Almona, the same. As let's learn the first five lines, which are simple except for one prat. The first five lines are the rules I just told you. Kayin Osim in Atayr Bergrusha, Zaina Bachalala. V'osim Bachalutza Midrabanan. What's the difference between a deraisa and a derabanan? What's the difference? This is deraisa and derabanan. Safik lefikach im avar v'nasa safik chalutza ein sarach lahaitzi. Therefore, if he was over already and married a safik chalutza, ein sarach lahaitzi. Oh, 1 second. But he's saying you can't marry a lechatchila. He says im avar v'nasa safik ein sarach lahaitzi. We'll come back to that. Aval grusha, but if she's divorced, the fila in a suffic grusha, the suffic derisa is lechomra. Tzarech lahaitzi, you have to divorce her. Mein niskarshim min eris, mein niskarshim min nesuin. Period. This is the first five lines. The first five lines.
Is the bonus also a mamzer?
I will talk about it in 1 second. It's a mamzer, no. So we have here. Safik Garusha, and then the husband died. You're right. He said, the point is, Dr. Mao is making the point that he's Safik Garusha, she's a Safik Eshashish. Yes, it's got to be that the husband died later. She got a Safik yet, and later the husband died, so now she definitely muteres. The question is she a Garusha or is she an Amana? That's a Safik. So. Or if you have a suffix, you marry in the first place, he gave you get a suffix, which we're going to talk about separately. That's the second half of the sif. So this is the first part of the sif. It seems Alpi Pashtos to be simple. So there are two ha'aras here. One, which I've been asking around, a suffix chalutza, it was saying is a suffix rabbana. Now, I had a kasha on this. There's a rule by Safik Rabbana Lakula that if you have a Safik Dairaisa Shin is Galgalal Rabbanan, it's a Safik Dairaisa. Well, what's the case of Safik Dairaisa Shin is Galgala? So the case in the Shach in Chloe Svek Sveika, it's Isia Tess. His case is you have a food that's a Safik Dairaisa, if it's kosher or treif. It's treif. Later, that gets mixed into other pieces of meat in a way that would be bottle, but it's not bottle because midrabanan chtichar aleschabit is not bottle. So here you have, let's say you have a steak. It's a suffik dairaisa if it's treif or not treif. Okay, we're starting with suffik in the shchita. Now this steak is suffik dairaisa lachumra. Now the steak got mixed with two other steaks, or with 100 other steaks, and now it should be bottled in Atayra. But midrabanan, a chetichar and a schabit, a steak is a chashuv a thing, it's not bottled. So the question is, does that turn it into a safik derabanan? Because right now, it can't be more than it is a derabanan, because min Atayra it's bottled. So that's the Shach's example of a safik deraisa shen is galgal ol derabanan. It was originally a Safik Dairaisa, and it turned into a Safik Dairabana because of subsequent events. So we don't call that a Safik Dairabana, because the Safik is a Safik of a Din Dairaisa. What's the Safik? If the Shechita was good or not. A Safik Dairaisa that is galgal to a Safik Dairabana, that remains a Safik Dairaisa. That's Halacha Psuka pretty much. In Kloli Svek Sveika, as far as I know, there's no Paiskim that disagree with it, that any Dairaisa that turns into a Drabanan, a more common case is where a person inherits a set of china or pots from from someone, he doesn't know if it's fleishiks or milachiks. He doesn't know if it's fleishiks or milachiks. Right? You get a set of old china from grandma, and you don't know if it's the fleishiks or milachiks. I've had people who have kalim from Pesach, and it's many years since they used it, they can't remember if it's fleishiks or milachiks. So, l'chare t'reis eina ben yaymai. Wasn't used in 24 hours. It should be a suffix rabbanon. So we know we're not done that way. Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva. He says that, what do you mean? It's a suffix d'oraisa. It was once a ben yaymai. And the suffix didn't become a suffix by ain't a ben yaymai. The suffix started when it was a ben yaymai. When it was a suffix d'oraisa. If you have blias of meat, you cook milk, that's asamana taira. So later, it's this galgal, you go according to your original suffix. That's a basic rule here. So I don't get this sif, suffix chalutza. Suffix chalutza, what's the shayla? Originally, she was married to somebody, died without children, and let's say there's a suffix brother. He's a suffix ben shiva l'rishim, and his suffix, but Tishalah, Larishan, is a suffix, there's a Chiyav Yibum. So that's a suffix deraisa. Right now, she needs Chalitza. Is there Salav, a Chalutza Lashuk, is called the Shemeres Yavam Lashuk, that's a suffix deraisa. So I don't understand why we're calling a suffix Chalutza to a Kayin, a suffix Drabana. It's true, it's a Drabana. But the suffix originally is, does she need chalitza? If she needs chalitza and she had it, she's a chalitza. If she doesn't need chalitza, then the chalitza is nothing. In its origin, the suffix was a suffix deraisa, it's a skagel to a drabanan. So I don't get it, why suffix chalitza is a suffix drabanan? What? Right. That's right. So that means that initially when her husband died, misafik, she's usa to everybody until she has chalitza. She's usa to everybody. She can't marry her brother-in-law, she might not need evil. She can't marry the rest of the world, she might, yes, need evil. So at that point, it was a suffik. So at that point, we passed the lechumra that she needs chalitza. Once we passed and she needs chalitza, and she gets the chalitza, the follow-up of whether a chalutza is muteres to a kayin should be, the shaila should be the in its origin a suffix if she needed chalitza, which is suffix by
Isa. But it's like a different
it's a different issur, but it's totally in the same question. The chalitza was good chalitza, and it's sad that she needed chalitza. It's sad she didn't need it. It was tam a shmul.
Perhaps the
suffix
in the way
it was done. I mean, that's the case here.
Yeah.
It says suffix chalutza. It doesn't sound like she did a chalitza with suffix. As a matter of fact, the Beis Shmuel Aleph has a case which where the chalitza was good and it was a suffix. We'll see in a second the Beis Shmuel.
The original
suffix, it disappeared by turning her into a chalitza. It's like a ben yaymai, it disappeared because it turned into a ben yaymai. So here it is, Yavam Lashuk disappeared because he gave a chalitza, turned her into a chalutza. It's not two totally separate sveikas. It's true, if you have totally separate sveikas, let's say you have a suffix of Beit Shemashis is day or night. So it's negeya to Malach on Shabbos, that's deraisa, and it's negeya to Sfir Simon as a rabbana. So we don't say it's a deraisa that turned into a drabana. It's two separate questions. One set question for deraisa and one for drabana. But here, one turned into the other. She originally had a suffix chalutza l'shuk, yavam l'shuk, and that turned into a shaila of whether she's a chalutza or not. It's the same question. And this is one of those questions. I'm just going to keep on asking. I meet Tavi Chaim at Chasanis and other places. I'm going to keep on asking until I get an answer. I've asked around a little bit over the last 5 days, but. So far, I haven't come up with an answer, and someone will come up with an answer for me. What?
Did you say that
But it is a deraisa. She needs chalitza because this is suffering deraisa. That nobody will dispute. You can't tell me when the husband died that she doesn't need chalitza. That's a regular suffering deraisa. There's nobody would argue that when the husband died she needs chalitza. Nobody would argue with that. The only question is if she becomes a chalutza afterwards for a kayin.
Second husband died?
There's one husband died.
Listen
to me carefully. I'll tell you what could happen. She has one husband.
Right.
The husband died without children.
Okay.
The brother-in-law gave a chalitza. There was never a second husband.
Right.
There was one husband who died, and there was a second man. The second man gave a chalitza.
Right.
Now he had to give chalitza. That's a safek d'oraisa. If she wants to marry, she needs chalitza. Right. That's a safek d'oraisa. So that Safek D'Oraisa turns into a Safek D'Rabbanan. Alright, we'll see later Chochma Shloima, he doesn't say this is the Shaila, but so I'm going to leave this it seems to be a solid Tasha and needs a beer. I will tell you that Beis Shmuel Aleph says something that under the current is something more than meets the eye. Look at Beis Shmuel Aleph. Yavama, what does that mean? The first marriage, they had a child, one child, and that child died, Rahman al-Islam, within 30 days. Now, why do we say if a child dies within 30 days? It's a Safek Nefil. So, does she need chalitza? It depends. If the child was a bona fide child, even if the child died, she would not need chalitza. If the child is a nafel, then she doesn't need chalitza. That's a case of safik. Hada kaimel on yavama shemei sablat techliyamir. This is the kain the ein chelzin. If you got married before chalitza, k'may shamru l'kaman seisim kosa machdali. I entice this. What does it say there? It says in this case the safik chalitza. We say roiv ladoi sarabar kayama. Most children that are born are roi to live. So there you have a case of a Safek Chalutza that's mutter b'di'evet. Because really, roi banim are vlad kayama. And there we say that if they got married, she got married to a kayin, that she's muteris, that we're not going to force a chalitza. So we have one case of Safek Chalutza, which is not a Safek Daraisa ever. From the first minute, it's a Safek D'Rabbanan. I mean, a Torah would say she doesn't need chalitza because of Rive. And with D'Rabbanan, she needs chalitza. So here you have an unusual case. In that case, if that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch, my kasha doesn't start. There, it was never a Safek D'Rabbanan. Because the original chalitza is only with D'Rabbanan, because Rive banim avla kayama. Now, it's a long shot to say the Beis Shmuel means that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about that type of Safek Chalutza. The Bishop Mechabed just says Safek Chalutza.
We also have a Rebbe of Ben Test also, no?
What?
We have Rebbe of Ben Test also.
It could be a Safek Ben Test would also be a Safek.
We have a Rebbe.
All right, so you have to come up with other cases of Safek Chalutza. Yeah. There's certainly other cases. But
no, that's where it starts from the Rebbe. You can have a Safek Chalutza. So if she did the process properly or something like that, she did. He didn't use the right shoe or something,
We've had a case of chalitza where it's a suffix if the nechlatz was a righty or a lefty.
Yes.
I once had somebody here in shul, had there's somebody in the neighbor that passed away about 5-6 years ago, a very well-known person. He had a few adopted children and grandchildren, but he himself, they never had children. And he was already older. And it happened to be in the summer. I was in camp, and somebody here in the shul brought the almana to my house and said, "You know, what's this thing with chalitza?" She says, "I'm not getting married. I'm in my 70s, so what do I do chalitza?" So I told her, "You don't have to do chalitza, but pikabola, they say it's a tikkun for the neshama. You're not mechuyev to do." So I think if I had told her you're mechuyev to do it, she would have been more resistant. I think you don't have to do it. So I'll think about it. I said, "Okay, I'll do a chalitza." And so I told her, "I'll set it up in Terev Hadas." He said, "No, I don't want the whole yeshiva." He said, no, "I'll set it up in Azmanim. There's nobody there." So he did it Erev Rosh Chodesh El, in what Rosie did the Chalitza, and like Siyata Dishmaya, God has a sense of humor. So I used Rabbi Bluth, who had done Chalitza many times by Ramesha. So he came to the Chalitza. So he comes in and was sitting there, and the lady comes in and she says, Eli Malach, you're here. Seems they grew up together, whoever it was, whichever neighborhood. But suddenly she was put at ease with the whole Chalitza. Granted, she brought all her friends to come, all her husband's friends to come and see. And she had to do a double Chalitza. The husband was a Suffolk righty, Suffolk lefty. So she got two Chalitzas for the price of one. She had to get two shoes, a righty shoe and a lefty shoe. The brother, I meant, the husband was not alive, yeah. The brother was a Suffolk righty, so she did two. She did the whole thing twice. The spinning she only had to do once, but the shoes she had to do. What? So anyway, the hour of the Sveikis, you know, the righty lefty would be an example. But, okay, I leave my kasha for the moment. I leave it aside. The first five lines here, though, are very simple. Every kain is not allowed to marry a grusha, zayin, a halala, or a chalutza. And why are there 15 sifim in the simon if it's so simple? Because we have cases that are not straight away cases, and that's why we have all the different cases that we're going to have here in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, before I go to the second half, I wanted to learn Ber Hetiv Beis with you. this is a often spoken about issue, whether Kayinim today are Vadei Kayinim or not Vadei Kayinim. In other words, a man says, I married a Grusha, no good. He says, I'm only a, who says I'm a Vadei Kayin? Who says I'm a Kayin? So the Makar of the Mekilin is here in the Ber Hetiv. He brings a Shus Yaakov. Behetu Beis. You have to realize Suffolk Una won't help for Grusha, Suffolk Derais, only for a Chalutza. So here the Behetu brings Ayin Maras Shusha and Simarishid Aleph, Nasa Chalutza. I fill another Anami Menom Yashav, I fill Yeshla Ainis Mam and Asa Lakaima, etc. Kayin, this is the part. Kayin, Shahuza Bekayin Yamim Rabim. This man is living as a Kayin for a long time. He gets Aliyas, he Duchins. Venasa chalutza, klo yada shachalutza hi. You marry a chalutza without knowing. Ein kai finoisi lohaitzi, suffix, shus yakin. So you're going to have a case, mamish, the case I told you. A woman was an almana, the Messiah's Kedusha said, you're an almana, okay, you could get married. And only later it became clear that she's a chalutza. So the shus yakin was mekel b'dieved, because he's a suffix kayin. Ladas my rajdam, ein kai fin kayinim is manazeh, kayde suffix ninu. So the big makel is the Shus Yaakov, but Shus Marit, Shus Chotashani, Arichu Listar Das Marashdam. Shus Yaakov Simonan Al Doicha Devrayim, Umakayim Devrayim Marashdam. They go back and forth on it. Al Kapanim Heladim, right? So Lagarish Zachar Latayv. Maybe he wants to give her a get, that would be better. Kivin Shabbatan Nitchim Makuna, Manashach. The children he has from her, Manashach, are not Kayanim. Because if he's a Kayan, he's not allowed to marry her, he's not allowed to marry her. And if he's not a Kayan, then a Kayan. Aval ain't kaifim b'shaitim. We don't force it. Just necessary cheskel b'sayv v'chaylik al shus yakev kasev chalila lahaytzi laza yichus ekuna b'zman hazeh shiyu kol ha-b'chayrim b'bli p'duyim. Says chas v'shal to be maytzi laz and all the kayinim should not be, is that opinion aben? So here you have the dispute, which is only a dispute b'diyevin. No one here is mekel l'chatchila. If someone is a safik kayin, we have this with Balei Tshuva, who get engaged and find out they're told by the family that they're kayanim, and sometimes you don't really know about tshuva who doesn't have a raya that his father was a kayan. Halacha is really not a kayan. I think how do you deal with it? How do you deal with it when someone comes about tshuva? He says I'm a kayan. How do you know from his fry appearance? You mazik him as a kayan. What? Unless you have a raya, like your hands on the kever, yeah. Yeah, I think for Mekel. I know Ramesha was Mekel. There was no other raya, like there's no ksuba or the matseva by the kvarim that they don't, that were not mazik them as kainim. But The question is, once they live as kainim for a period of time, whether a person could be makel. It's a very difficult issue.
Do all kainim have to have the hands on the?
No, there's no halacha that it has to have it, but it would be a raya. Pashtus, it would be a raya. They're mefakfikim if the matzeva is a raya either. It's a funny thing. We have seen in my little experience that people, if you remember the philandlers here, so their parents told them they're Levian. They got Elias as Levian for about 5 to 10 years. Until it was Nisbar, no, they had a Levi on one side of the family. I think the father's mother was a Levi. So, you know, when they were told the Levian, but actually they're not Levian. From now on, the Yisraelim. Because these things happen. They just happen when people are not familiar with the halacha that... I had the opposite case. I had somebody been coming to my house for years, as he'd been getting aliyahs as Yisrael, about tshuva for probably 40 years, and was in his barer that they're Levian. And that one day I told my son, go make him an ice cream cone. So this guy got all excited. He said, oh, now you're making me a cone. You're making me a cone. So, okay. We always try to find the Suffolk Hollow. It's a hard thing. We try, as best we could, to try to find a Suffolk Hollow somewhere along the line, and therefore being mad to them once they're engaged, sometimes and certainly once they're married. Right, this is a hard thing. Ramesha in the Tshuva, in the first year of day of Simur Eshlamed, in Anaf Aleph, Tef Devarav, he says, we passed in Arkayinim Arkayinim. They make brachas. They duchen. They make a bracha. They do Pidyan HaBen. They make a bracha. We've heard people who do Pidyan HaBen with multiple kayinim because of sveikas. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is you do it with one kayin. And therefore, this heter of a safi kuna, most pais can... dismiss it. Even the Shusiakim was makel, he said that we don't force them, but Zachar Lataif that they should give it again.
How do you define Zayna? Okay.
So we're going to have that soon. How to define Zayna as part of the Arichas of the Simen? The short answer is a Zayna is someone who is Mizana with someone that she's not allowed to marry, which means with a guy. Or with an Erva, Rahman al Islam. Or an Eshes Ish. No, anybody you're not allowed to marry, any Isser, even the guy, even marrying the guy, which is us. So anybody that you can't marry. If someone's Nizana with someone that you're allowed to marry, that's not a Zayna. That's a Kadesha, but that's not a Zayna. Zayna is someone who had relations with somebody that they're us to.
When you say about the Suva Kane, When we write the Suva, they don't bring proof that I'm a Kohen when you write the Suva. You just take it on the word of the Father says, no?
It's true. But we assume that when it was written that the people were living Becheskes Kohen. That's the assumption. It's hard sometimes by Freyidin that they're not living Becheskes anything. But that's the assumption, that the Suva would be written. What it says in Shulchan Aruch is Shtarais. Ma'ilu Mishtarais Liyosin. The Vishtar, we assume that on a Shtar a person is honest. He has no benefit...
Okay, so
I think so. Okay, let's get to the second half of the sif, where it gets a little more complicated. Till now, it's all the routine cases of Safi Kuhuna, and here we get to the more complicated cases. And we'll come back. We'll have a Chochmah Shlomo on the next page to what we discussed, and that'll probably be next week. Let's get to the second half. All right, the sixth line. Afilu reyach get paisel bakuna. Okay, here we have something new. Afilu reyach get. Now, what does that mean? It means the smells of a get. It's not a bona fide get. It's just a reyach get. What does it mean? A shmek get. A reyach get paisel bakuna v'kayfen aysilahaiti. Hechidami reyach get. What in the world is a reyach get? So we're going to have a few examples. The mechaber and the ramah. Mechaber. Goy shama lahariyat mugureshes mimeni v'iyat muteres l'chal adam. He gives a get that doesn't work. He says, you're divorced for me, but you're not allowed to remarry. Afal pishla hutra bezeh get. Even though she doesn't become mutter with this get, nifsala lakuna. She's pasla lakuna, even though the get is pile nothing, So it's a reyach get. There's like a koil of a get that came out, and she's pasul. I think in the Gra Gimel says it's a real issa. Drasha Gemura v'nipsula min ha-taira. We learn this out of a drasha Gemura. It's a psul deraisa reyach get. Vafla Rambam shekasher midrabanan. The Rambam sheet is it's a rabbanan v'kama ken kaifin. The Gra doesn't want you to be mekel and say that reyach get is nothing. So he says you should know there's some who hold it's a deraisa and even it's a drabana, we force people. Now this case I don't think happens ever. Bizman hazeh, no one gives a get. Ainat muteris b'chaladam. But the Ramah's case is the case that does come up. Afilu leinis garsha rak mishum kel kiddushim ba'alma. What happens if a woman got a get l'chumra? She really didn't need the get, but there was a koil of kiddushin, and so she got a get for herself. Al pishu baru she'ein mamish bais on kiddushin. Va'ein neisin get rak mikaya chumra ba'alma. I feel sululukud. This is the chiddush here. Even if the get was given to a person as a chumra ba'alma, that also passes her tikkuna. This already
is that a get deraisa,
and it's just a reyach get. In other words, there was an act of a get, but she didn't need a get, so it's not really a get deraisa. So, nevertheless, you need a get, and yeah, now this already is there's certainly a chumra derabanan because it's not a real get, and the question is. What to do in this case. Now this case comes up in multiple scenarios. The most common scenario in the 21st century is a couple that got married with a civil marriage. Mm-hmm. Even without a civil marriage, just live together as husband and wife. Now the halacha, the strict halacha is that a civil marriage is not a marriage. There was no kiddushin. And if they live together, they make a din. According to Rav Paiskim, they don't need a get. There was Paiskim that held that she needs a get. The most the most famous in recent times was Rav Henkin. This was one of Rav Henkin's big mochamais. He said that anybody who has a civil marriage and lives together as husband and wife has a din of marriage. The Ragachav and the Tosfos before him held this way as well. That even a civil marriage is a marriage. He said it's at least if it's not a Isha Gemura, it's at least what am I looking for? What's the word I'm looking for? Sorry, he says at least it's something. And he says furthermore, he says that really living as husband and wife, the Ran says is a nesuin. So, Pilagesh, I don't know why I forget your names lightly. He says at least it's a Pilagesh, that we Paska needs a get. If Pilagesh is Balai Kedushin, also needs a get. And he says he doesn't hold it to Pilagesh, he holds it's a bona fide marriage, and you need a get.
Pilagesh doesn't get a
ksuba. Ramesha disagrees, what? Even though there's no Edim, even though Edim Sulim. Even a lot of them, the Edim were Freya, were not religious people, and then there's no... The Lamaisa, I know cases where people have non-religious relatives. They say, want to go to the wedding to make sure at least that it should be a Kedushin Daraisa, there should be witnesses. I said, no, better not. Better go make sure there aren't kosher witnesses. Go let them have two ladies as witnesses. You know, it'd be better. Because afterwards, they're going to separate. Rav marriages in America don't last. And she's going to remarry and have children. You can have a shy. So we, Lamaisa, we hold that civil marriages are not. Nevertheless, we try to get them to give again. Because Shaz of Eishas Ish, we encourage them to give a get. Ramesha writes, you should try, even if it costs you money, to pay them off to do a get, try to get them to do a get. If they don't want to do a get, then we'll matter without a get. So here you have a lady who had a a civil marriage and got separated. And she became from. She came from. They said, you know, you really need a get. So she went. She got a get l'chumra. And now she's looking to get married. And finally she finds a shidduch and it's a kayin. And we tell her, no, no. She says, why? He says, reyach get. If you hadn't gotten the get, you know, you'd be allowed to marry him. But it's a reyach get. It's a reyach get. You're in bad shape. So here we'd like to find some way out for this couple. There's no way out. There's no way out. But everything turns on Bishmuel Gimel, who in a way saves the day. Bishmuel Gimel makes one or two conditions for this din of Reyach Get, in this case, where the Get was L'chumra. Let's see the Bishmuel. V'tshuvas Marshal, Simin Chafei, Kasa V'davke B'mishudeches, Yeshlochosh L'Kayel Hazeh. You're not chayshish for a kayel if they didn't. Mishudeches means, doesn't mean they had official shadchan. It means that they spoke of marriage, they talked about living as husband and wife. Then you have to be chayshish for the kayel. Avol bi'alma ein lochosh. We're going to talk later about kedushin that's done derech schaik. Kedushin that's done as a joke, if you have to give a get in such a case, he says that doesn't count. Dafka mishudeches. Dafka in a case, that's the first condition. But they spoke of marriage. It doesn't mean they spoke of religious marriage. They spoke of a relationship of husband and wife. Avalma in lochush. That's the condition number one. Vayin agos maimini perakahimer, chuvas ramban, kuflamid beis, chuvas arash, betor, saisim, mevav, biyasim gimel, shamavur. Another condition. Dafka ima bezdin isrichu get. Afopishi makvas kail ba'alma. If bezdin required a get, okay, this is the 21st century case is civil marriage. The 15th century case was there was a kail. The kail went out that they got married. Chayshinan chayshish for the kail, and bezdin pas can give again. Avul nice and get meyatzmai. V'loi haya nitzrach al pidin. Loi have get. So here he's saying an important condition which needs explanation. That is, he's saying, when do we say Reyach Get by a Suffolk marriage? If Bezdin told them, you have to have a get. But if they went on their own and just did a get without any type of fear, because they knew that that they're shyless and they went to do it on their own, then she's mutter to a kayel. Why? Presumably he means, because there's no real kayel. The kayel goes out when you go to a... when you go to a Bezdin, you have a Shaila, and they say, oh, you heard they're getting married, and somebody they're getting married, and Bezdin has to give a Psak. But if Bezdin doesn't have to give a Psak, just they go on their own, so the Beis Shmuel says it's mutter. So he has two conditions. One, it has to be Mishudeches, they spoke of marriage. Number two, it has to be Alpi Bezdin.
Not either or.
You need both. You need both conditions, not either or. So the Hartzvi Paskins. He says, what about nowadays? Nowadays, we always have a Bezdin by a get. The minig, at least by Ashkenazim, is that you always have a Bezdin at a get. When you go to a get, there's a Bezdin of three. There are two Eidim, and there's a Seifer. There are six people that are there, plus, of course, the husband and wife. So you have a Bezdin of three, and two Eidim, and a Seifer. It's not clear where the minig came that you need a Bezdin by a get. Why do you need a Bezdin by a get? By Kedushin, you don't need a Bezdin. Give kedushin, it's a bezdin. A get, there's no halachic requirement to give a get. And Ramos says, Nagu, the minig is to have a bezdin, presumably, because you don't want mistakes. You want to make sure it's right. So we have a bezdin. But the Haritzvi says that's not called bezdin forced them to give a get. It means they came voluntarily, and the form for giving a get is to have a bezdin of three and two eidim. So this saves the day, really, for somebody who had a civil marriage and a get. Chatchila, when she's dating, you know, we'd probably tell her to avoid a kai. That Tzvi is talking when it's already lachamaisa. You know, lachamaisa, certainly if they're already married, maybe if they're already mishudeches as well, would be called lachamaisa. And I think it's in Ebenezer, Tshuva Lamed Gimel, if I recall correctly. And he says that this Beis Shmuel sort of saves the day on this Reyach Get, this relatively common case of Reyach Get, is Menazeh. The other case of a Reyach Get is where they did a when they did a marriage as part of a joke, as part of some type of acting like they're funny. Like amusement park, like the case with the carnival where they have boyfriends and girlfriends giving kiddushin and taking pictures. So I was mentioned in class that to rate as a gadol hadar, everybody has to have a tshuva on kiddushin derech schaik in every generation. Every gadol hadar has. So somebody went and made a list throughout the generations. Some Seif has a tshuva, Rabbi Kiveg has a tshuva, Rav Moshe has, I think, two tshuvas, one in Russia and one in America. Where what's kedushin deres chayik? That people were clowning around and doing kedushin. So the case Rav Moshe has, where there was a carnival in one of the modern Orthodox schools, and they had as one booth in the carnival where the boyfriend, the girlfriend, you know, she got a veil and a ring, and they did a kedushin deres chayik. The Rabbi Kiva Eger's case, a very interesting tshuva to read, has a lot of yesaitis in it. Ricky Vega brings a maisa. He says there was a halfwit in town, a fellow, a person who was not a bad person. He just didn't have, there are people like that. And so the Litzanim in town were kidding around with him. They said, "You want to get married?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "We have a girl for you." He said, "Great." So the way the tshuva is written, they made a chuppah, and they got a girl to play the role. And they got two candles, and two guys walked down the chasen, and two guys walked down the girl. And for kedushin, they didn't have a real ring. So it says they took a ring off a bottle. I don't know exactly what it means. Today, we can imagine a bottle off a ring. It says they took a ring off a bottle, and it wasn't plastic in those days, I guess it was metal. And they gave it to him, and he said, "Hariya Mukadeshus Li," and it was a Kaddishar. So Biki Vega's done, whether you need kedushin. Now, first of all, the ring was not worth a pruta. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says that's why there's so many yesaitis there. First of all, usually, which when it's bar is not worth a pruta, could be a mat. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, he's a man de yamar, the chuppah is nesuin. Right? It says, the chuppah is kiddushin also. The Mishnah says that the ashleisha drachim, kesr shtarim bia. On Gimlam and Aleph, it says Lafuki Mai, Lafuki Ha. The Rafuna Shita is that Chuppah could be Kedushin and Nisuin.
It's
the fourth one, right? Yichud. So Rav Kiva says, "Well, Chayshish for it. Yichud. Well, if Yichud is Chuppah, it would be the same.
Yichud is Chuppah. That's why a Chuppah should buy part of the Chuppah or buy part of the Yichud.
This is Tepanish, right? No, that's for Nisuin, but this is for Kedushin. So anyway, Rav Kiva goes through it and." He finds a heter. It seems there were two witnesses. He called the two witnesses. One of them said he was laughing so hard he wasn't watching the kedushin, like they're all giggling around the chuppah. And the other one was not a Shabbos Shabbos. So I think Rabbi Kibager at the end is made. But where does this come from? This comes from Simen Mem Beis Sif Aleph. In Simen Mem Beis, it's a Ramah. I don't know if this is right, the Mamachmir, but the Ramah later in Hilchos Kedushin says that by kedushin, ein halchim binya kedushin acha umdenais vaychachais amayshikais shleikibdo l'shem kedushin. We don't go after any haychacha, any raya. They didn't really mean kedushin. The Rama says we don't follow such a thing. If we don't follow such a thing, then you need a get. If you do a deres chayik, then you need a get. It's a big chiddush in the Rama. Tell you the truth, this Ramah became more clear to me when I had a maisa with a girl who made an appointment, came to the house, and she is haunted by the fact that when she was in ninth grade, somebody, Deras Chaik, gave her kedushin. I remember what he said. He gave her a piece of cake or something, and he said, "Hurry up, kedushin sli with this piece of cake," and I was laughing. And now she was in one of co-ed schools. She had boys and girls in the class. And now she's afraid to start dating. She says maybe she's an Eishes Ish. So I asked her, "Did you think it might mean it seriously?" So she actually said, I was hoping he meant it seriously. That's what she told me. I was hoping he meant it seriously. So I was floored, and then I was thinking this Ramah. Ramah said, In Hochanachar Hekochos bin Yonamelu. They don't think I'm writing a tshuva on this topic. You know, I pass it on to people better than me. But the but this is the Ramah. So here's where the Shiloh comes up. The Shiloh, it's the whole story. The Shiloh comes up in the Shiloh comes up where people do a marriage just for legal reasons. In order to get into a country, people do a marriage. Now, today we're sophisticated. We're not going to do a real kedushin, a real nesuin. You want to get into the country? Well, yeah, we'll give you a piece of paper. But the achuvas, first the achuvas about in Israel in the early days of the country, where people wanted to get in and they did a kedushin. The achuvas that go back, the Marsham has a tshuva. In his time, there was a law that an almana is not allowed to live within 50 miles or kilometers of the border. It was wartime, and they didn't want any almanas living there. They wanted able-bodied men living there. And there was an almana who wanted to live there. She, that's where she lived. Her children lived there. So there was a man who, he made money. He married almanas for a few dollars. So she had a right to live there. So Marsham has this shaila whether to be chayshish for the kedushin in such a case, and if you're chayshish for the kedushin, whether it's a marriage or not. So here there is a good heter in that Rabbi Kivega's tshuva. In the Yenachulis Rabbi Kiva Eger, with this funny story with the spiel, he mentions in the tshuva, what happens if you have a play? You have a play in camp, and in the play, it's obviously a mixed play, it's not going to happen in Camp Aguda, but there's a man and woman on stage, and he's Mekadosh as part of the play. You're going to need a get? You say no, but ein chenacha umdenais. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if it was publicly declared beforehand that we are going to do this as part of, he calls it a comedy, he writes in the Hebrew letters a comedy, if you can do it, if it's declared beforehand that you're doing it as part of a shpiel, that's not included in the Ramah. The Ramah is when they do it spontaneously, like Rabbi Kiva Eger's case. But if beforehand it was like advertised as a fake thing, just for as part of a play, you don't need it. We all understand that. So here, this is what they rely on in these marriages that are done for legal reasons, just to get out of it. It's not a spontaneous thing. She didn't meet this fellow, and the fellow said, "I'll marry you." She went to a lawyer. She went to a rabbi. She said, "I need legal papers to get into the country." He said, "Great, I have a guy who does it." He charges also, you know, like he charges to do it. And so this is the heter in that case that you really do not need a get. Now, if you don't do a get, obviously there's no psula kahuna.
So what could you
do? What about the supplication?
What?
There was a kedushin.
It seems they were afraid for the government to just sign. Nowadays, people sign papers and give it. They were apparently afraid to do it. They did a real kedushin and a suin. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like the Ramah were more worried about the eventual marriage to a kohen than a nation's just getting remarried.
No, so everything I'm telling you now.
It's not a reyach get.
What I'm telling you now is they should sit.
She lived civilly for a long time. She has children, and then she didn't need a get. She's not an eshes ish.
So let me. In which case? With a
civil marriage.
A civil marriage.
That's really
a civil marriage.
She should walk out without it.
A civil marriage.
But you can marry a
the children are not mamzerim, right? A child born out of wedlock.
No,
is that
she's remarried.
She's remarried, yeah. Oh, you mean to be afraid of it and require it again. The main thing we're concerned is with Eishes Ish.
Yeah, so here it sounds like we're only worried about that.
Okay, I'll come back to the civil marriage. Just Kedushin Derech Schaik. So everything I told you till now has to do with whether you need a get, Alt Eishes Ish. What about Alt Kayin? So the Pesukim is Samech on the Gro, where the Ramah says that by Kiddushin, Ein Hochim Minyanei Kiddushin Afar Umdim Esvei Chachais, that even though it seems that they're just joking, we don't rely on it, the Gro says, Mishum Chumra De'esh Asish. It's like four words in the Gro. Now why by job, but when they're joking around, we require a get. Mishum Chumra De'esh Asish. But bang, this is a pula for a kayin. The Gra is saying, why are we chayshish for Derech Chai Bishum Chumra Deishas Ish? That means, Alts Kuhuna, we're really not chayshish for it. Alts Kuhuna, we really wouldn't do it, because Kuhuna is in Issalav. Eishas Ish is in Issacharis. So, based on this Gra, the Gra says, Bishum Chumra Deishas Ish, which is Mashum, Bishum Chumra Deishas, we could rely that it was done Derech Chai. Now, what does that mean? The bottom line is this. You have Kedushin Deres Chayik. Unless you have other coolists, we require a get. And the place can always try to find other coolists, but it's not always possible. We require a get by Kedushin Deres Chayik. Once you require the get, we have this problem of Reach Get. We have the problem that it smells like a get. The Kula of the Beis Shmuel is only Mishudeches, and only best enforced. So those are two kulas. Mishudeches is a kula for Deres Chayik, where at least one of the two never planned to live together as husband and wife. And the heter of you need Bezdin is the heter for a civil marriage where they go and get a get, that the Hartzvi says, since Bezdin didn't force them, and there was no one compelled by Bezdin. So for the two, I would say, common cases of sort of fake gittin, we have the two coolers of this Beis Shmuel, which at least b'di'eved, in other words, if you had this person, you say, who should I date? I don't know what I would tell them. But we would tell somebody, I already found someone, we're engaged. So we have these two coolers, the two coolers of the Beis Shmuel, which are, in practical terms, are kulas halacha l'maisa. The mechaber ends, avlam nasal get al tanai, v'leinis kayem et tanai, ein eklum. If you give a get al tanai, so there's a koil when it's a get al tanai, ein epoisel, v'shoi kayem l'chatkel l'garish al tanai. A kayin, normally we try never to have a get al tanai. We don't let. We don't let get out tonight. It's a categorical thing. We're going to have problems. You make a get out tonight, you're going to have shilas later. But a kayin could give a get out tonight. Why? Because when a kayin travels somewhere and he's afraid, like the Malchus Beis David, when they go out to war, so they want to give the wife a get in case they don't come back. So Yisrael could give a get. He comes back, he gives a kedushin. A kayin can't do that. When he goes out to war, he goes out to a place of danger, if he gives a get, he can't marry her. He's mazik rishasai. So there we allow for a kayin to give a get al tanai. So this is Sif Aleph, the rules, the din of reach get. We still have to talk about reach gerus. There are people who are megayer misafik. Megayer misafik, and then we have a shav demotet to a kayin. Okay, so we'll get to that in the session.